Friday, let's call this thing together, and the first thing will be the pledge of allegiance.
The pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And welcome, and particularly to all of our friends from the Department of Transportation that came up today to visit with us. So next item up is the approval of today's agenda.
I'd like to take just a moment, Mr. Chairman, if I could. At the last meeting, we, and it had never been done before, and I felt that the time, public comment on staff reports, I felt that the time, that seemed odd, but we went ahead and let people talk after the staff reports. Well, as it turns out, we are only required to allow public comment after after items upon which we're going to take action. And staff reports, as you'll notice, is not something we take an action on. So if you go to item number 5, it says discussion, no action, no public comment, committee staff reports. And then we change the language on the agenda to read that. If you go to the last page, the fourth bullet point on notice says public comment will also be allowed during each item upon which action will be taken on the agenda. So in the future, I mistakenly advised last time that there could be comment after the staff reports. There won't be any comment after the staff reports again.
Do anybody have any questions about that at all? Well, I think Bob wanted to say something real quick about this new format that we're using.
Okay, Bob?
Good afternoon, Board. Robert Morris, for the record. Mr. Whitten has kindly started using these agenda action reports that we discussed. I think they'll be a good addition to the agenda. On basically a single page, you'll have a lot of information about the item, what kind of time you expect, which part of the calendar or the agenda it's on. There'll be a staff summary included to give you sort of a heads up as to what it is, what they expect. There's a recommended motion that the board can use if they want. There's also a list of supporting materials so that you can look at it just at the face and figure out if it's included or not. There'll be sign-offs by department heads and the county manager, and if there's fiscal impact by the comptroller, and if there's legal review required, it would have to be signed off by the district attorney. So hopefully this will aid in the process of getting stuff onto the agenda in the proper form and will sort of help you with your job of making the decisions. If you have any suggestions as to changes, I'm welcome to hear about them. And it's here to be a useful tool, so if you think there's something that could be of use, please let us know. And again, thank you, Mr. Whitten, for initiating this agenda action report.
So we're going to send that out with packages and put it out for subscribers. Okay, I've got one change. I'm going to move NDOT up to directly after we get the agenda approved here. Mark, come on up.
Thank you. Mark Joseph Phillips, Story County resident. Tuesday, August the 20th, 2013. This is discussion before the commissioners approve today's agenda. Real quick, a week ago, Monday, before the noon deadline, I submitted a request for an agenda item to clarify the motion made by Commissioner McBride at the last meeting in regards to filling a vacancy. I felt that the motion itself, motion to appoint somebody to BCTC was too vague, and I asked that it be clarified on today's agenda to alleviate an open meeting law problem and complain. I'm sorry, my request to be on the agenda wasn't made, and I'm sorry that my all my work and my pages of supporting documents were not at least included as correspondence. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Any other changes from anyone? Motion?
Move for approval of the agenda for August 20th, 2013.
I'll second.
Got a few? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Jason, come on up. Tell us what's going on. Or not going on, as the case may be.
Well, thank you very much. I'm Jason Van Havel with the Nevada Department of Transportation, and thank you very much for having us here today. I did want to take a moment and introduce the NDOT team that came along. Before I get to them, though, I would like to introduce some of our federal partners with the Federal Highway Administration. Abdel Moez Abdallah, and we call him Dell. Leah Sermon with Federal Highways again. And then with our NDOT team from District, we have Thor Dyson and Deborah Starnes, Steve Williams, Jason Marty, and Steve Portal. From our headquarters office, we've got Rebecca Kapler, Joe Spencer, and Holly Smith. Did I miss anyone?
Yeah. Hell, the gang's all here.
So again, thank you for having us here. And before I get into the presentation, I did want to emphasize that the Nevada Department of Transportation sincerely appreciates the cooperation, the partnership that we have with all of our counties in the state, and especially Story County. These are challenging times for the state, as they are for most public entities. And that partnership and that cooperation that we exhibit, that we work together on, is imperative in these times. So thank you very much for that. Within the presentation, we do have a motion, or we do have an action item on your agenda. We'll ask for acceptance of our annual work program and our statewide transportation improvement program documentation. So just keep that in mind, that's what we'll be asking for you for today. As far as our statewide priorities, safety is our top priority statewide in Nevada. In 06, we had a high of fatalities in the state, and our safety initiatives have gradually brought the fatalities down statewide. And we bottomed out in 11. Unfortunately, they jumped up a bit in 12. And year to date of 13 comparing to 12, we are down 4 fatalities. Last year at this time, we had 164 fatalities in the state. Year to date in 2013, we have 160 fatalities. And luckily, in Story County, we had no fatalities this year or last year up until a week ago. So our continuing efforts on our statewide strategic highway initiative, strategic safety initiative are paying dividends, and it's a point of utmost importance for the department. Next item I wanted to touch on was the relinquishments bill, AB 18, that was in the legislature in this past session. Just to rehash a little bit about that bill, when it was first introduced, it was very one-sided, where it gave the Department of Transportation the ability to strong-arm locals and to force relinquishments of roads to locals. However, working with NACO, the League of Cities, and with the legislature, we massaged the bill into making it a cooperative activity. So now the state is not going to be relinquishing any roads to any local entities unless it's a mutually agreed on exchange. And so it's encouraging, again, another level of cooperation and communication between the local entities and the state that we can work together on which roads may be appropriately relinquished to locals or roads relinquished from the locals to the state. The next thing I wanted to touch on is NDOT is funding local bike plans around the state. So based on Story County, we're assisting Story County in developing a Story County bicycle plan. Now, how we these local plans will fit into the recently completed statewide bicycle plan, which had a variety of perspectives that were evaluated in that statewide plan, including things like economic development and promoting tourism and so on. So, but to adapt that statewide plan to your county, we're assisting with developing county plans. At this point, the plan for Story County should be kicking off in, I think, next week or maybe the following week. So it is very close to that kicking off. If you have any personnel at the county level or local level or local interest groups that you would like to have a voice or participation in the development of that county plan, please let me know and I'll pass that name on along. The next item that I wanted to touch on was funding. The federal funding, we were fortunate enough to have MAP 21, which was the Federal Transportation Authorization Act, passed heading into fiscal 13. In its life, it goes through the end of federal fiscal 14. The funding on the state level to the states was roughly kept flat inside of MAP 21 as compared to Safety Lou. And what happens at the end of federal fiscal 14, your guess is as good as mine. However, I think it would be reasonable to expect that funding would probably continue being flat as it comes down to the state level. On the state level for funding, we had a peak in state revenue in 07 and it's been dropping ever since. However, it appears as though now the state revenue has bottomed out, and we're considering the state revenue for transportation to be flat on into the future. We're hoping that it might come up a bit, but at this point we're anticipating it being flat. So the good news is that it's not getting any worse. Now, a couple of items I wanted to touch on that I think are of more interest to Story County is the status of USA Parkway. Inside of the Lyon County Annual Work Program, we have a few projects listed that pertain to the USA Parkway project. In 2014, we have listed $2 million inside of the Lyon County Annual Work Program for design work to be done on the USA Parkway effort, and this will help to finish up the environmental effort and advance the design. That's not fully funding the final design of the project, but it's another step in that direction. We also show in 15 7.7 million more of state money going towards the design, going towards the final design of USA Parkway. And then we also show in our long-range element $61 million of unknown funding towards the final construction of the project. And in terms of NDOT's policy at this point on USA Parkway is that it's currently not a state route, but upon and NDOT will fund the finish funding the environmental and the design of the project. NDOT's policy at this point is not to fund the construction. But once it's constructed to state standards, NDOT will take it on as a state route and maintain it as such. Before I jump off of USA Parkway, were there any questions?
I guess I'm trying to understand the meaning behind the statement "end on one fund." I mean, if we're going back to Washington, D.C. and petitioning Senator Reid, Senator Heller, Congressman Amity, and anybody else that will give us an ear to say, can we, through the federal folks, you know, get allocations or get on the STIP to get to you guys, are you saying you'll never fund that? Or was just you're not prepared to fund it today based on the lack of commitment from federal dollars?
Oh, there's a handful of policy questions inside of that. At this point, NDOT is not committing to the funding of the construction. Now, as the future develops and various entities step up to the table with money, let's talk. Because NDOT has an interest. We would like to see USA Parkway get built as well. And so through a partnership and a series of conversations, we can hopefully work out what the construction is going to be on that project. Yes?
Jason, is it worth our while to keep pursuing it in Washington as far as getting funding? I mean, we're going to go back again. We'll go back every year.
I can certainly understand how making that level of commitment to pursuing that avenue of funding is certainly resource intensive for the county. To say that, I mean, for me, it would be all speculation whether that is a potentially a fruitful effort or not. I mean, it's, the avenues of available money to be able to dedicate to the construction of this project are sort of few. And so it would be difficult for me to pass opinion for the county if it's a fruitful effort.
But we're not stepping on your toes or anything.
Certainly not.
Okay.
Certainly not.
Because we go back to, we're talking about a lot of stuff, hunting, fishing, what you're driving this week. So we always bring up the USA Parkway thing and a number of other topics, and I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page when it comes to getting out there and resourcing money.
Right. In many respects, you're helping us. We would like to see that this project move forward as well, and so your efforts would certainly help us in that respect.
Dean's got a question for you.
Every year, NDOT provides me a packet. Updated is stuff that I take back there, and this last year is when Reid and all the our senators told us that this is the time to get it into the federal packet of the funding. As you heard him, he says the packet of funding that they have now goes through 2014. Well, March of next year is when they start putting that funding packet for the next 2 years that the federal government and federal WFHA will send so much money out to Nevada for them to use. And I can't say we're asking to earmark that money, but we're asking that that money would be identified for USA Parkway, that we can get $55 million. That's they're saying now they need.
Are you committing to fund other projects with a statewide with a cost-benefit ratio lower than 9.1? I mean, we're led to believe that a 9.1 ratio is astronomically favorable.
That's a very good benefit-cost ratio. And that's part of the reason that we would love to see this project move forward. Generally, we're building very few capacity projects or building brand new facilities. At this point, we have a priority to maintain our existing system. Now, in some of the urban areas of the state, we are building capacity as we can to help address congestion. But in the rural areas of the state where congestion is not an issue, off the top of my head, I can't think of any capacity projects at all statewide that are moving forward.
Quick question.
Yes.
Perhaps you could add some clarity to a challenge that we've been looking at for a while and don't really understand.
Okay.
We understand that we could find a funding source through the developer, or perhaps we could find a funding source through the county or the counties. And we've also been told that there's the probability of a funding source from Washington. So when we go back to Washington and chat with our representatives, they tell us that they can't seriously consider us for funding out of Washington unless we're on the state STIP, which NDOT must apply. So we're looking for a STIP identification for USA Parkway, and we have to have that in hand before we can go to Washington to generate the funds. And we're not sure how to get beyond that block, kind of a chicken and the egg. Mm-hmm. So could you add some clarity for us on what we might do so that we're in a better position to qualify for Washington funding for the project?
Well, as far as the having the construction of the project represented on the STIP is a four-year document. So first step time-wise, if the anticipated construction date of the project is outside of that four-year window, the STIP won't pick it up. The second piece on that is for a phase, whatever phase it is, to be shown on the STIP, it must be fully funded with known, predictable, reliable funding sources. So as far as the construction piece of the project being shown on the STIP, we're in a catch-22 as well in that we can't show it on the STIP unless we show it fully funded. And then that may present an issue for you back in your Washington conversations in that if you show the construction on the STIP as fully funded from whatever state of Nevada or local funding source, Washington may go back to you to say, why do you need money? It's fully funded. So it is a catch-22 all the way around. What we can do, though, is the next phase of the design for the project, we have committed to funding that with state dollars. That doesn't make it a requirement to be shown on the STIP. However, we can get it shown on the STIP, the next phase of the design of the project. We can show that on the STIP as funded with state dollars. And then we can also say that, realistically, the anticipated construction of the project is still more than 4 years out, so it's outside of the time purview of the STIP. So that's kind of as good as we can do at this point.
That would mean the timing, if I understand what you're saying, is that we're a minimum of 4 years away before we start a two-year construction project. So we're talking about 6 years out, maybe at best case.
I don't know when the construction is going to be because at this point we don't have it funded. If we had the funding in hand today, Story County, the Department of Transportation, if we had it in hand today, we could certainly work to deliver the project much quicker.
Sheriff, just a quick aside with you. The developer of USA Parkway, the interchange along with the first several miles of roadway, mm-hmm. went through this process and put their name on the funding with the idea that it was going to go back to Washington because the funds were available. Once the developer was signed on the construction side the funding, nobody would talk to them again. Why should we do that? The funds are already committed. So we're in a situation here where there really is no option for Story County or Northern Nevada to come from NDOT to go back to Washington to the funds that are available because we weren't listed on the STIP. It just seems to me there's got to be some way here where we can shake hands and work together to generate the funds necessary. That's a critical element to economic development in Northern Nevada.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I was going to go on and talk about some of the issues in Mound House, if you're okay with moving on.
Well, we'll continue our discussion on it, I guess,
next Tuesday, hopefully.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll all be out.
Okay. As far as another issue that I think is pertinent and relevant to Story County is some of the safety issues out on Highway 50 through the Mount House area. We have a pavement rehab project that's moving forward in 14. Again, it's listed on the Story County Annual Work Program. It's listed on the Lyon County Annual Work Program. Kicking off, it may have already kicked off, but within a week, give or take, is a road safety audit, which is a more close examination of the individual particular safety issues going on through the Mount House area and extending it out well past Dayton along Highway 50. The recommendations of that safety audit are at this point planned to be rolled into that pavement rehab project that we're going to work to deliver in 14 to go from the Carson-Lyon County line to Highway 341 to rework some of that pavement through there. And so we're going to try to work in as many of the safety features as we can into that project.
Yeah, that's been out there for quite a while to get that done. Mm-hmm. The loneliest road in America is suddenly turning into the deadliest road in America. What, do you guys have any idea why such a wide road with such a low speed limit, why we have so darn many accidents down there? Is it,
well, there could be a variety of influencing factors, and hopefully the road safety audit will help to identify some of those causes and potential cures. Yeah. And last year there were some signage issues identified, and I believe that we had followed up on those and identified and addressed those adequately. We had sent a letter to Story County back in February that showed that the issues that were brought up last year at the county presentation and our follow-up activities on each of those. If you have any questions, you can certainly field those at this time. As far as projects that we have planned in 13 in the county, roughly on State Route 341 from the Lyon Story County line, we were going to do a flush seal up to B Street, and that's a basic pavement preservation activity to try to extend the life of the pavement. So in terms of the projects that we had identified within our annual work program, or any other issues?
We met probably now 2 to 3 years ago with major sections of your team regarding the potential of getting the curbs and gutters on C Street here on 341 in town rehabbed up to a level that we might be interested in taking over the road under one of those cooperative things that we probably couldn't have legally done until the last legislative session anyway. So I guess my question is, it's not appearing on any work programs. Is that a dead issue because it's too expensive to fix the curbs and gutters, or do we still have a potential down the road of gaining better control of C Street? You guys are very kind about your tolerances for, you know, what we do to your highway through the middle of town, but we can work through it if we can work with you.
I don't know that the issue is dead, but the issue is certainly challenged in that when we looked into that curb issue, there are potentially other extenuating issues that will affect that project. And so the latest cost estimate of that project is going to be around $1 million. So I wouldn't call it dead, but it's challenged at this point in light of the overall financial situation for the state. But I'm glad to hear that you find the permitting activity works well for you. And we certainly are glad that customer service is being delivered and works for you.
I've got a couple of general comments, if I may, Mr. Chairman. Certainly. I think, and I know Mike might and Dean might, you know, from a staff perspective, I want to tell you, and I intend to tell Rudy on Tuesday if he makes it out there to the industrial park with us, that, you know, your local maintenance station is phenomenal to work with. I mean, it is a true county-state partnership that I think has been in that status for many, many years. But to see our scoops and your dump trucks, or your scoops and our dump trucks, is just a wonderful thing when there's heavy snow. And you guys, again, have flexed around to even try to, you know, help us through those weekends where we get hit with a heavy dump of snow on Thursday and then go into a three-day weekend. So they've done a great job. I think I single this one lady out every year, but your biggest ambassador to me is Deb Starnes. I mean, she is just a tremendous. She puts that rural coordinator, whatever her real title is, and just helps us with those signs on 580. Everything we want, she makes happen. She gets Thor's attention, and then Thor takes
And I think in less than a week, we had an encroachment permit issue that we didn't even know had come up with the 341, repaving out north of town. We had a unpermitted encroachment. Am I saying that right, Thorne? And in a week, you had probably 10 engineers and I had a permit in hand. So, I mean, your team is phenomenal to work with, and I applaud every one of them. You should be proud of them. I am. So.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, let me follow up on that, too. We have within the county here some internet chat boards, and we see compliments all the time about the excellent work that that the local team does on maintaining 341, 342. And it's great. I have never been stuck up here from winter snow or anything else. And but, you know, when you get down into the Reno city limits, it's just a mess. And so I think it speaks very highly of all of you that are work in this area.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
One other thought that I'd like to share with the team that you have here on the ground. I'm not sure how much priority is identified with something like this, but I can tell you that our economic development group here in Story County, we've been contacted within the last 48 hours by GOED. The majority of their inquiries and efforts today are focused on TRI. They've asked for tours and introductions because they're getting so much activity at the state level. And I can tell you that the probability is there'll be another 5 million feet of industrial warehouse truck traffic underway within the next 180 days. It is absolutely incredible, monumental, what's happening out there. And with the truck traffic that are on the highways today, it's an industrial park, there are plans for that. You take somebody like Walmart, they're doing 1,000 trucks a day by themselves. We add another 5 million feet out there, we're going to look and have a very strong necessity of having that southern exit, because so much of the truck traffic is going north to hit 80, mm-hmm. to go east, to go south. And we're going to have an interesting problem, and it's in the very foreseeable future.
Okay.
Okie dokie. Anything else? Anything else, Jason? Oh, Mike, come on up.
Stand here.
Come up to the podium if you can. That way we get you. When Vanessa tries to make the minutes up, she's not going to misspell your name.
For Jason's benefit, I'm Mike Nevin, the Public Works Director of Story County. Nice to meet you. Just one thought along the issue of the C Street curbs and gutters. And I know it's an expensive undertaking, and hopefully it won't get dropped and, you know, put on the back burner. But there's a slot drain that I'm concerned about, and I know you guys have made a temporary metal repair cover on it, but it comes loose often, and I was wondering if there's any immediate plans to address that slot drain at the bottom side of Sutton where it enters C Street off of B Street. If you were to remove those metal covers, and Steve can attest, somebody could fall in that. And I have some concerns when the traffic hits that. It creates quite an uproar there. We've had snowplow blades hit it, and I don't want to tear it out, but we try to be careful, and I just would hope that there is at least some maintenance funding, maybe through your local folks out of Reno, to address that issue down there. And that's all I have, other than I, you know, concur with what Pat said about the excellent working relationship we have with the local crew, yeah. here out of the maintenance facility in town. So thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Thor?
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Thor Dyson, District Engineer. We can address that. I think within state's forces, we'll just need to coordinate with Virginia City and Story County. We'll just take care of it. get a little nervous when you start digging stuff and you don't know what you're going to find, but we'll take care of it. And then the other thing I just want to quickly comment on is that Mr. Steve Cordell, Mr. Jason Marty, and Mr. Steve Williams, they're the guys with their crews and their staff. They're the ones that really work quite hard. Their backs are up against the wall when it snows. I know it. I come out sometimes early in the morning myself, and I look, and it's a real struggle. And I just want to make sure it's very clear to everyone, you know, MDOT is going to do its darndest to keep Virginia City open to traffic, any kind of snowstorm or fire or whatever event it might be. We haven't received new vehicles in 5 years. There are snow plows, and that's throughout the state. So we're struggling with our budgets. We're struggling with our repairs of vehicles. And I'm just giving you a heads up. We had a light winter last winter. We had a light winter the winter before that. But I can assure you that we're going to do everything we can with the equipment that we have and the tools that we have and the partnerships that we have with Story County to work with whatever snowstorm or event that it might be. And these guys, you know, they've done it in the past and they'll do it in the future. And Ms. Starnes, I can't say enough about her too. She constantly keeps me out of trouble, constantly keeps me posted, and helps me out with the issues not only in Story County but in other parts of the rural areas of District 2. So thank you, and thank you for everything.
Thank you, Lord. Anything else from anyone? Well, Jason, thank you very much.
Thank you. I was just asked that you take the action, to, as mentioned earlier in the presentation.
So any comments? Okay.
Any public comment?
Okay, I'll take a motion to approve NDOT's report.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move to accept NDOT's Story County Work Program for fiscal year ending 2014 through 2023, as well as their statewide transportation improvement program.
I'll second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, folks. You got it.
Yeah, you bet, Thor. See you later.
Well, I'd like it better when the gates are open.
Thanks, Jason. I'll be seeing you next Tuesday.
You know, hey, good night, Jason.
It's pretty good. Coming up.
Take care of the east side.
Thank you. We'll figure out how to break that one. Thank you. I know. We're all trying this.
Just let me know.
Right over.
Thanks. Good seeing you, Jason.
Nice job. See you guys later.
Thanks again, Paul. Thanks for helping us.
Okay, next thing up, consent agenda. Anyone have any changes on the consent? Anything you want to pull up? Mark?
Mr. Chairman, may I address some?
You can do it all at Mark. So we get it all on the.
Mark Joseph Phillips, I'm Virginia City resident, 20th of August, 2013. I'm speaking to item number two on the consent agenda. This is discussion before action. Commissioners, looking at the treasurer report for July 2013, this is the beginning of the fiscal year 2014. Could we please go to would be the third page. I'm looking at fund number 175, It's the Fair and Rec Board. I'm pretty sure it's the Special Revenue Fund. And I see balance forward zero, zero receipts, zero disbursements. I see an ending fund balance of zero for the first month in the fiscal year. I just bring that to your attention as a concern of mine. Thank you very much.
Commissioners, I can address that if you wish. That was the old account that we used under the VCCTA. Those items that Mr. Phillipson might be looking for are now embedded in account number 230, which is the VC Tourism Commission. So.
All righty. Any other comments? All right. Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Move to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Committee and staff, item number five. Let's start with Danny.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Everybody, how are we doing today? A couple things from my world, if you will. We just got a bid in, and we'll get a buy-off from the community group and Mark Twain on a new sign for them out front. One, with they'll be able to add events and whatnot, the upcoming stuff on the, out in front of the new building. We just spent some the final pieces of the community garden grant that we had to have extended. We just spent some more stuff on some tables, some groundwork, some more supplies they needed to put all the drip system in, and some backhoe work. So we'll be able to close that grant out and it'll be officially done and hand that over to the Lockwood community. And then here at Labor Day, we have the Memorial Vietnam Memorial Wall. We'll be here a celebration on that Friday of that weekend down at the Silverland Hotel. It'll be at 5 o'clock. Again, a ceremony to unveil it. I believe it's 280 feet long or something. So it'll be quite a sight, something everybody should come see and kick off the weekend of the Civil War reenactment and the parades and that we'll have on Monday as well. And that will start off 8 straight weeks of special events here on the Comstock. So a lot going on for September and October. Any questions?
Sherry.
Thank you for the record, Sherry and Evan. I just have a couple very short items to report. I'm very happy to announce that the income survey for Virginia City, Gold Hill, and Silver City is complete. That survey has been sent to our funders at both the USDA and the Governor's Office of Economic Development, which administers the Community Development Block Program. We're just waiting to hear back from them on the acceptance of that survey, and I should be able to report back on those results hopefully within the next month. So a very long 7-month process. I would like to thank everyone who was involved in that. Not an easy task, but it did get done. So we'll now explore the best way to work with the Mark Twain community and getting a survey done for them. I'm kind of anxious to work with the Community Center Board down there and think that they should be able to give us some good input to get this done the best way. We were also fortunate to receive some additional grant funding from State Historic Preservation. They had some monies that were returned to them from other communities that couldn't use the funds. They come to us with a very short time frame. They have to be obligated by September 30th. That will allow us to continue with the electrical upgrades here in the courthouse, specifically the second floor, new lighting, and some upgrades to our IT infrastructure. We have been very busy closing out grants, starting new projects, working with the auditors, so it's been a very busy time here these last couple months. Emergency management, we participated in the National Night Out event a couple weeks ago here in Virginia City, and we also had a representative down in Lockwood. I think the event was very well attended and organized very well. So. Additionally, I would like to invite each of you three commissioners to attend our emergency management conference. I spoke about that a few months ago. It'll be September 17th and 18th at Piper's Opera House. A formal invitation will follow via email. So be on the outlook for that. We'd love to have you join us. And that is all I have, if you have any questions for me.
Kind of an addition, Sherry, if I may, on the National Night Out. Very, very successful event. And the way that we monitor the results, the Mustang Care served over 600 meals between the two venues. And I can tell you that's double what we served a year ago.
Yeah, I've
very,
been
very well attended, yeah. Very successful.
For the last 3 years, I've kind of moved between Lockwood and Virginia City, and I was in Virginia City this year, and I think it's the most people I've seen wandering around in a couple-hour period, so it was great. We made some good contact with the public. So.
The 600 number is a good one.
You yeah.
Count the plates and silverware, so.
Absolutely, and congratulations to the sheriff and his team on orchestrating that for us. So appreciate that.
And I also want to thank Sherry. I had no idea how hard it was to get income numbers from people until we got down to the last 8 or 10 or so, and I not only had to call in favors from people, but I think I owe many, many things to people now. There is a major resistance in responding. So Carl and Angela, I don't see Angela right now, but if you guys would please thank the public, the communities of Virginia City, Gold Hill, and Silver City for taking the time to respond, because it truly was essential for us to be eligible for any of these potential program. So
yeah, it's a very
sure did a great job.
Long process, going door to door and you know, making follow up visits with folks. It's not an easy task, but I'm happy to say that we got it done, and hopefully we don't need to do another one for about 10 years. So that's the good news. Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry. You.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of items. The annual certified audit is coming to a close fairly soon here. They've done an excellent job. I think they'll be done with their fieldwork probably next week. So I told them if they stayed here any longer, I was going to charge them rent. It looks to be a from most of my conversations, but this is going to be, it's nothing earth-shattering, but it's going to be a fairly good report. On another item, we're going to try and do something a little different with our fixed assets. In the past, all the fixed assets were pretty much cordoned by the individual department with the titles of said property being held by the individual department that is using the equipment. We're going to do that a little different for two reasons. One, you have a central location where all the titles are going to be. Jesse Fain and I are going to go and complete a book which will have the picture of the item, the VIN number or some classification, along with the certificate, if it's a bill of sale or if it's a title of some sort. Two reasons to do that. One, if there's any transfers, it will come through here because I have the book of original record, which is the fixed asset book, and all of the original documents that pertain to those. And secondly, we can now cross-check this with our insurance company to make sure that we're not missing anything. So if something does get damaged and it's not on there, then we have to fix it ourselves. So. That will take a little bit of time, but most of the departments have a pretty good sense of what's happening. We're also going to probably document some of the sensitive assets, not fixed assets, but sensitive assets that we have here, and also keep a record and some documentation on those.
Thank you, sir. Austin? I'm sure bring Jesse up, don't you, too?
Good afternoon, Chairman and Commissioners. First, I'll begin with, I'd like to introduce Jesse Redmond. She's our new planner for Story County.
Hello. I'm very excited to be here. I think I've met you guys all. And first project is going to be taking care of nuisance on Howard Street, getting that cleaned up. So we'll look forward to seeing that. Also cleaning up some of the signage on C Street. It'll be a long-term project, but a fun one, I'm sure. And helping to draft some new ordinances and the Story County Master Plan, which will be a great project to update that master plan and get moving forward with that. So very excited to be here. Thank you all, and I look forward to working with everyone.
Well, once more, welcome aboard.
And I'd like, Jesse, if you take just a minute, I know you don't want to brag, but, you know, oftentimes we hear, particularly probably more at the Planning Commission level, you know, about the qualifications of some of our staff. And I'll tell you, probably of the 100 employees that are working for the county, I imagine I've been involved in probably about 50% of those, and I don't know that I've ever hired anybody as highly qualified as you. So can you tell us just a little bit about yourself, like you shared with our department heads this morning?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you, Pat. I most recently moved here from Colorado, where I was the assistant town planner there. So I worked with a small community in Colorado and very much enjoyed that position and got a lot of great experience. And prior to that, I received a master's of urban and regional planning from the University of Minnesota. So just some of my qualifications.
And she answered, as Marshall knows, the most pertinent question in her second round of interviews. We can't ask about marital status or anything. That's a no-no, but they can obviously volunteer. So Desi's husband, if I may share this, whose name is also Marshall, is the head brewmaster at BJ's. So the most difficult question that she fielded immediately was, if I bring an empty growler in on Tuesday, when can I have it back full and chilled? And that answer was Thursday morning, which was perfectly acceptable and got you the job. So.
Let's vote her a pay raise right now so she doesn't leave.
Says we're getting a beer.
Oh, Desi and I are...
Can we stop for a minute? The system disconnected, so.
Oh.
I'm not
kidding. Time out. We're recess time out.
Is this what happens every time you let the district court use the courtroom? You're good to sit down if you're done.
Okay, sure.
In fact, you're good to go if you don't want to stay. I mean, that's your either way.
What's not down the south? Sometimes that video audio is going to jerk some audio and video. That could be just one kind of sound, or could it not? Does it have to be video?
Same in this
button. I think the system here, I think it requires that we work on it. That's good. Yeah.
Marshall said he'd go to the economic summit.
Board meeting. Because this is a joint meeting with someone else is going up for that.
Marshall Lance. Marshall Lance, Austin. Forgot to talk about it, department heads today. Are you going to go?
Who's, any of you going up to NACO Conference at Tahoe?
CDBG has a forum Thursday.
Yeah.
It's 12th?
Uh-huh.
10, 11, and 12.
10, 11, 12 next month.
And the 10th is kind of a slow day.
Just so. I'll take 10 minutes recess and. You'll make sure that there's not any more guys invited.
What's that? You'll make sure that there's Jason that any more guys invited to Tuesday.
Yeah, I heard he's in Indy and he's in Las Vegas with the Indians down here. And if you're not going to be in Las Vegas,
Jason.
Because you send, you know, we sent in those requests for that stick, and that was the number one priority. I wanted to put it on the list.
I'm
full of ours.